Hey there, sit down, make yourself comfortable, and grab a cup of tea. Welcome to the 120th episode of Thea's Tea. Thanks for tuning in. For this week's tea talk, I must be upfront with you guys. I genuinely consider like making up a fake tea and beverage and like giving you guys an elaborate tea talk. But the truth is I'm literally drinking water, like straight out from a water bottle, because I kind of recorded this episode in like sections, in like parts. I didn't like sit down and do it all at once. So yeah, like just for this little bit, I don't really see the point in like making myself tea and just going through all that hassle. I'm lazy. So yeah, I'm drinking water. I noticed that like a couple of weeks ago I was sick, and one of the main ways that like evidenced itself was that I was not drinking water. Like usually I get thirsty and I'm constantly like drinking water, but those days like I didn't even feel thirsty. Like I was drinking tea all day, but like I never felt thirsty, you know? And now that I'm feeling better, like my appetite and like my thirst has come back. So yeah, that's just something I noticed, because I find myself like refilling my water bottles pretty like regularly. So yeah, that's an observation. And my setup for this episode is basically, it's like a Sunday night. I have a candle on. I was just studying, but then I was like, F this, it's pointless. No, I'm kidding. But I had been studying all day and I felt like my mind was a little bit all over the place. So I decided to switch tasks. I'm currently wrapped up in a blanket. I'm in my pajamas. I have not showered today. Today was a pajamas day. And yeah, the vibes are pretty cozy. My space feels really clean. Yesterday I did like a nice cleaning session, and today when I woke up I was like, oh my gosh, this all looks so clean. So yeah, clean, cozy vibes, we love it. All right, so before we begin with the episode, a couple of disclaimers. As you guys can tell, this is a Q&A. Normally I do my Q&As the first Sunday of every month, but keeping up with that has been quite difficult over the past couple of months. So I'm thinking about maybe just like incorporating Q&As as normal, like monthly, like episodes on Thursday. So just like pick a Thursday of the month and post it on there. Because honestly, like producing that extra episode every month is kind of difficult. And rather than getting in an all or nothing mindset about it, I just do want to try to like incorporate Q&As in a more like attainable way for me. So yeah, I'm giving this a whirl. Normally my Q&As don't include a life update, but since this is a normal weekly episode, I decided that I would as well. And if you want to participate in the next Q&A, be sure to follow the Instagram at the ST Podcast. It's linked in the show notes along with everything else I mentioned in this episode. And if you want to leave a question, like if you're listening to this episode and you think of a question that you want me to answer in the next Q&A and you want to ask it like straight away, if you're listening on Spotify, in the comments section of this episode, I'll leave like a box for you guys to ask me questions for the next time. And then when I record the next episode, I'll just come back here and look through them. So yeah, I just wanted to clarify that, you know, I'm going to be trying out releasing episodes, the Q&A, sorry, like on normal Thursdays. And also, it's been a while since I released a guest interview. The same thing has been happening. It's hard for me to like, you know, juggle that on top of like everything else in my life, to like reach out to the guest, plan, you know, the questions, meet up with them, get to know them, record the episode, all of that. So once again, rather than getting in the all or nothing mindset and like skipping episodes or whatnot, you know, I'm trying to like continue posting episodes regularly, even if it means that I can't get guest episodes every month. But yeah, it's okay. We're working through it. If you have any guests that you would like to hear on Thea's Tea, please let me know. You can shoot me a DM letting me know like who you would like to hear on the podcast, and I would be happy to set that up. And yeah, that's one disclaimer. The other disclaimer is regarding last week's episode. So out of all the episodes my mom could listen to, she chose the one where I talked about her. No, I'm kidding. But she expressed to me that, you know, like, what I said about our relationship is that I felt like the dynamic had transformed. And I feel like that's an objective truth, because obviously we're not living under the same roof. We don't see each other every single day. We don't have, like, excuses to like spend time together, you know, like if we randomly cross each other in the hallway, or if she's, you know, like in the kitchen and I decide to just like sit with her for a while, you know, like those types of interactions don't happen when you're not living with somebody. And so what I said in the episode was that, like, yeah, like I felt like our dynamic had changed. I don't know if I exactly said that our relationship had changed, but that's what she told me. And she was upset by that. And so we discussed it, and like we got to the conclusion that our relationship, like in the quality of our relationship, like our bond, you know, the things we talk about, like that hasn't changed. It's just the dynamic, which is like what I was trying to get at in the episode, and also the way we interact, you know, as I said, like stumbling upon each other in the house, you know, like sharing meals together, like the form and the way our interactions look has also changed, but not the relationship in itself. So that's kind of like the agreement that we came to, just kind of like, I mean, and it, like, it's kind of silly, like at the end of the day, they're just like definitions, like it doesn't really matter, but like she opened up that space for conversation. So I just wanted to make that clarification. And then the other thing was when I was talking about like finding an example of Colombians living outside of Colombia and, you know, like being happy where they're living, but still being so aligned with like the Colombian traditions and just like lifestyle and all of that. She was like, well, you're really funny because like you grew up literally in that context. You grew up like living in different countries of the world, but I'm Colombian and I like had that culture. And every Christmas we would do like the Colombian Christmas traditions. And like, yeah, like, and I would make you arepas, like it was very much like present in your household living in other parts of the world. And honestly, that's true. When she said that, I was like, well, yeah, like I can't really argue with that. But, and it's funny because I feel like maybe I did kind of forget it. Maybe it was like in a corner of my mind. But what I will say is that at that point, you know, like I was a child and I was like, my mom would make sure that I would like learn about Colombian culture or like do the Colombian traditions or eat the Colombian food and all of that. Like she was the one that took care of it. And me as a child, like I just like had to receive, you know? And now, like now that I live on my own, literally on the other side of the ocean, it's like, if I want to keep Colombian cultures like and traditions alive, that's completely up to me. You know, like I need to make myself the arepas. I need to put on the music. I need to talk to the people, you know, like it's not, it's very different. And that's why like seeing at this point in my life Colombian families living elsewhere was so eye-opening to me, because like I hadn't seen it in so long, and I hadn't seen it when it was my turn to kind of like do that for myself. So yeah, I don't want it to seem like I'm disregarding like having traveled around the world when I was younger, but I just feel like that scenario is very, it's not that different, but it's pretty different to what I'm living now. And I hadn't just like connected the dots precisely because of that, because I feel like it's kind of different when you have to do it for yourself versus when that's just what you grew up in. So yeah, those were the little disclaimers. And my life update, well, there's honestly not that much to say. I'm in finals. So I haven't had, like, basically this week, like in the beginning of the week, I didn't have class. And then on Friday, my exam started, right? So I've just been in finals mode like this whole week. Oh, something fun that I did last Sunday was that I went to Toulouse. That's another city in France. I went with friends for the day. It was so fun. We literally like took the bus at like 7 a.m. and we came back at like 6 p.m. So we spent the day there. We walked a bunch. We walked like 16 kilometers. And yeah, we did like a bunch of touristy things. We went like sightseeing and everything. It was a very fun day. Especially just like switching up the routine, switching up the scenery, going somewhere else, like trying something new. Like it was a very, very fun day for me. And that just kind of like brought back a little bit of life and like the spark and just like the joie de vivre. Like I love doing things that switch up your routine. And I realized, like, because today's Sunday, it's a week after, how depressing it can be. Like for me, the most depressing part about living alone is waking up on Sundays, because it's like, ugh, like Sundays back home, they weren't that bad, because even if I would do the same things I'm doing here, like studying all day, I would be like in the dining room with my sibling, or you know, like I would have breakfast in bed with my mom, you know, like it would be like I would be with my family, you know. And now, like, literally, I just study all day, or I clean, or like I do whatever I have planned inside my house. Like, Sundays, sometimes, like, most of Sundays, I don't really even go out of the house or shower until like 8 p.m. But yeah, you know, so like that Sunday where I was able to like go on a trip, it was very fun. So yeah, that was like the main event. All the other days, I've been studying. I've been going to the library, I've been going to cafes, I've been studying here. But yeah, literally, I wake up, eat, study, watch The Good Place, go to sleep. Yeah, that's what my days have been looking like. I'm trying to grind through. I have been feeling a little bit burnt out, but it's like, girl, you can't get burnt out. You literally have 5 exams left. So yeah, I just have to like keep pushing through. I'm almost done. In 4 days, I will be free. I'm going to be the happiest girl on the planet. But yeah, that's what my life has been looking like so far. A lot of studying, and yeah, nothing else to really report on that. I've already had 2 finals, electronics and math. They went okay. I don't want to jinx anything. But yeah, that's how it's been. Emma, the best godmother ever, asks, how are you? Thank you for asking. Okay, so I am doing pretty well. I talked about this in my last episode, just about like how I was feeling, like things were clicking, like things were falling into place, like I was finding a groove of my life, and like, yeah, I was happy. And then of course, life throws challenges at you. So I'm currently in finals period, and I'm not gonna lie, it has been stressful. I've been feeling fragile. I can't exactly like, okay, obviously I can put a finger on it because like, duh, exams, but like it surprises me that it stresses me out so much, even like, because it's weird, because like sometimes I don't feel stressed, sometimes I'm just like vibing, studying, preparing my things, you know, taking it easy. And then at other moments I'll like randomly lash out. For instance, today I went to a cafe to study, and the lady told me that computers and like electronics and basically work related things were forbidden in that cafe, and like I'd already paid, like I was prepared to be there for hours, and like my plans fell through the window. So I literally burst into tears in the middle of that cafe. So that just, I think it goes to show like my stability at the moment, you know, like obviously grinding so much and everything. Like I just feel like I am very tense, and that's why little random things like that can send me off the edge. I am quite pleased though, however, because the first 2 finals I already had turned out okay. I don't want to jinx anything, but yeah, that definitely motivates me to keep preparing for the others and to keep like working hard. But at the same time, it's like so stressful, because sometimes like you just want to give up. You're like, okay, I'm not going to get a perfect score, so like what's the point? But at the same time, it's like I should work for like as many little points extra as I can get. And I time myself when I study, so that, I mean, is like a double-edged sword, because it motivates me, but at the same time it like is kind of disappointing when I'm like, for instance, I take my phone, so I stop the timer, and then I just like feel even more guilty than if I weren't timing myself, you know. And I know that should like motivate me to keep studying, but sometimes I'm just like so overwhelmed about the amount of hours I want to study in a day that it launches me into all or nothing mindset. And like this past week I've been studying 8 hours every day, and I know that doesn't seem like a lot, because like you're supposed to like, hours are like, jobs are 8 hours a day, but I'm talking about 8 hours of full concentration, 8 hours of purely me studying. Even if I take my phone to like send a text message, I'll stop the timer. If I go pee, I'll stop the timer. So it's like 8 hours of pure concentration and hard work. And you know, like I'll take breaks and stuff. So for instance, like it's much more time in work mode, because for instance, I can be at the library for 5 hours and only get like 4 hours of work done, because that remaining hour is the time that I spend, you know, like going to the bathroom, eating snacks, you know, like getting coffee, organizing and planning what I'm going to do in my agenda, you know, things that don't actually count as studying. So all this to say that it's been like a lot of pressure that I've placed on myself to like study a certain amount of hours every day, you know, go to the library or go to the cafe or, you know, like study in my house. Like, I don't know, it's been stressful, and I hope I do well because I passed all of my midterms, and just the satisfaction of being able to say I passed all of my midterms, even if some were higher than others, just like knowing that I didn't fail any, like that sets the bar like kind of high because I don't want to fail a final, you know? So yeah, that's, I feel like I am pretty stressed and I just can't wait to finish finals, but at the same time, I like enjoy the process, you know, like this is a very important like formative experience, learning experience. You're getting to like culminate everything you've done this semester and like review everything and really solidify that knowledge, but I can't deny it's super stressful. And you guys have no idea how much I'm looking forward to the moment where all of this ends. The day this episode is coming out, I will have finished my finals, and I'm just so happy. I have a list of things to do over that weekend where I don't have to worry about anything because I wouldn't have started classes for next semester. So it's not like I have schoolwork to do, and I, you know, finished all of my finals. So I'm just going to be so relieved and so free and so happy. And so, yeah, I want to do a bunch of fun things that weekend. But yeah, so that's where I'm currently am, working very hard, low key stressed, really looking forward to finishing finals. And yeah, that's my life right now. Emma also asks, how do you feel about next semester? By the way, I'm there if you need any kind of help. Thank you. I probably will. okay, well, I was actually feeling pretty good about it because like I am so excited for a clean slate. I had some good teachers this semester, but also had some really terrible ones that literally like stressed me out so much, made classes much harder than they needed to be, and it was so annoying, literally crushed my self-esteem, you know, just like my peace and everything. And so obviously I'm bound to encounter more professors like that throughout my academic career, but I hope that next semester I at least have like decent teachers. But yeah, I can say that I'm really excited for just that fresh slate, you know, to have like a different set of classes, a different set of teachers, a different vibe, you know, like a different schedule so that like I have a different routine to build each week, even though my schedule is kind of weird because it's not the same every week, like it changes. So maybe I won't be able to have like a proper routine, but still, different vibes, different ambiance. I feel like I'm entering the semester like much better. I also talked about this in last episode. But like I already know people. I already know a little bit like how the school works. I feel like I'm more leveled up with my peers. Yeah, you know, like it's not all so new and different. So that gives me like more confidence going in. And yeah, I'm just really excited for like this fresh slate. And also it is more tailored towards physics, so I'm happy about that. And yeah, I don't know, like this past semester I struggled a lot. Like there were moments where I was not vibing, where I the classes were stressing me out and everything. And obviously the classes will probably stress me out this semester as well. But I'm just so glad to like finish with those negative vibes, because like there were like, for instance, my 8 a.m. classes on Wednesdays, like I would dread going to that so much, you know, like that math class was like hell. So now like just the idea of having like a different set of things on my plate is very exciting. And it's just like the little things, you know, like picking out what color I'm going to use for each class, you know, like what color scheme I'm going to use for each class, you know, like my color palettes and everything, and just like having new notebooks on literally my app. I'm very excited for all of that. But then I got really scared because you said that this was the worst semester in physics, like in this university. And so that kind of scared me and terrified me. Because a part of me thinks like, oh, if you struggled in the first semester, like this semester is even harder, so you're going to struggle even more. But then another part of me is like, you know, like you grew a lot in this semester, so that means that you have the tools to succeed in this semester. So yeah, overall, I must say that I'm really excited, but I'm also kind of scared. But yeah, I just hope that I can like employ good habits, you know, and like be organized with my studying. And yeah, just like apply everything that I've learned in this past semester, like not only the specific like knowledge that I've acquired in my classes, but also just like knowing like the way I study, the way I need to prepare for classes, the way I need to review content, the way I like to structure, you know, my study plan and everything. But overall, I am excited. Jose asks for cool questions to talk with someone for the first time. So I always like imagining the scenario where it's literally like a stranger that you want to approach, or maybe, you know, like it's at a party, maybe you have like friends in common, maybe it's someone you've heard of, like just basically a person that you've never talked to. I always feel like a good way to approach people under this like scenario is usually with like a compliment that ties into a question. So, you know, like maybe complimenting one of their like physical features or a piercing or a tattoo that they may have, or like their hair or their eyes, or maybe something that they're wearing. Or yeah, I mean, obviously it's harder to give like a more profound compliment since you don't know them, but a great initial way to approach them is like with a compliment, and then you can lead that with a question, you know, like, oh my god, I love your tattoo, where did you get it done? Or I love your t-shirt, where'd you get it? Or if like the t-shirt is like a band or something, then you can talk about that. You know, I feel like compliments are a great way to like set the mood, and obviously like they'll feel a little bit flattered and like eager to get to know you. And then you ask a question, which kind of like opens the door for more of a conversation. It just doesn't end there. So yeah, that's kind of one angle of it when you're literally like when you want to approach somebody for the first time. But now imagining a scenario where it's like somebody that you've just met, but that you want to kind of get to know. Obviously, it's kind of hard to give general advice for this. You kind of have to read the room, you know. If you're like in a party with music super loud, it's hard. Like you won't ask the same types of things as, you know, like if you are in a more like relaxed environment with somebody. I literally have like lists of this on my notes. And like collections on TikTok and Instagram. I love looking for these types of questions. I'm gonna see if I can find one that's like not too like scary, or that won't scare somebody off when you're like talking for the first time. Okay, I couldn't find any. And I know you asked for cool questions, but I think that sometimes even like the most generic are good to get to know somebody. For instance, asking them if they have siblings. I feel like that really like allows you to get to know somebody, because you know if they have siblings and like they really care about them and they start talking about them, like you can really get to know them in a unique way in that sense. And I feel like at this age, you know, when people are like in university, I love asking people what they study and just like hearing about that, you know, like what classes are you taking, you know, like what do you want to work in, you know, like what's your school like. I love hearing about that. Like I literally love hearing about that. And of course, you can really get to know a person through that. And if it's a similar field as you, like, I feel like that creates a bond, because if you didn't meet through like academic reasons and then you realize that you have similar academic interests, like that provides a really special bond for me. And yeah, obviously I'm giving like kind of like generic, general questions, but if you can, you know, like tailor them to the specific situation, or I don't know, like little things that you notice about this person that you can maybe like build questions around, like obviously that's so much better because it's specific to the situation and to the person. But yeah, overall, like for now, these are maybe some ways that I think you can approach people. Oh, and also like in your case, you're very funny. So maybe just like, I don't know, even if it's like not sarcastic questions, but yeah, just kind of like jokes within questions, if you know what I mean. I feel like that is also a great way to just like break the ice and make the other person like feel like more comfortable, or like, yeah, just more excited to talk to you. Grace from Grace's Space, you should definitely check out her blog, asks, if you studied something else, what would it be? I think about this a lot. Interestingly, I don't think I would opt for like something else in my field. Like no other science really like grasps me that much, you know, like I don't see myself studying chemistry or biology, and neither do I see myself like as an engineer, which you could think is like connected to what I want to do with like space and everything. So but like not even aerospace engineering, like I just truly don't see myself as an engineer or as another type of scientist. Like I feel like I click and I align so well with physics, but that doesn't mean that I would do with like other sciences or like nearby domains, really. I feel like if I were to study something else, it would be like in a completely different realm. And I've thought about this a lot lately because my university is pretty big. And even though like it's divided into faculties, like basically a couple of faculties, like, okay, the restaurant of my faculty is currently closed, and the library of the humanities faculty is currently closed. And our faculties are like a couple of tramway stops, like near each other. Like, yeah, they're close by basically. So when I go to have lunch in their restaurant, like I'm in their territory, you know? And just like seeing their faculty, like the buildings are like painted, like they have murals, and you can just get the, you instantly get the vibe that it's like a very, you know, creative place. And for instance, in my library, since their library like isn't open, they come to our library, and just like seeing the work they're doing, like, you know, like they're reading, you know, like they're looking at presentations, they're typing. It's like, whoa. Like it's a very different way of working, and obviously like different vibes. And you know, you can like instantly tell just like based on how they're dressed, like, oh, like they're definitely in humanities. So I feel like it has a certain allure to me because it's like such different vibes. And I must say that different way of working is definitely appealing to me. And like, man, who would have thought? Like, physics is hard. Like, science is hard, you know? Like, you really, like, you spend a lot of hours, you know, like trying to understand problems and like teaching yourself how to do things and like cultivating your skills so that when you read like a problem, you know what mathematical operations you need to do, like how you need to deduce things and everything. And obviously, like, no disrespect towards other fields, but I feel like sometimes maybe like certain humanities would be a little bit easier. And I'm not like trying to like degrade their work or anything. Like, they're very valuable, and I imagine that they're challenging in their own way. But I feel like, I mean, they are kind of easier. And sometimes I do imagine my life like studying humanities. And sometimes I do think to myself, like, girl, maybe your life would be better. Like, maybe you'd be happier. I don't know. Like, and I mean, maybe it's like the grass is always greener. Maybe it's like that allure of like the unknown and just like based on merely what I've seen in the library and on campus. But I don't know. It seems like it's, as I said, it's a very different way of working. And you know, like for me, working is like doing problem sets, you know, like scribbling things down, like drawing like little like representations of like a physical problem or like drawing molecules. And even the like I do some reading, but it's like, you know, very like scientific, you know, like it's a different kind of reading. That's what studying, like that's what I picture when I think I'm going to the library. But for these other people, like maybe it's reading like a textbook or like overlooking at like a PowerPoint they were presented or like writing an essay. And that sounds so cool to me. Like all of that is like, wow, just like imagine if your study sessions were made up of that, you know, like, whoa. So yeah, I think that maybe I would have opted for a humanity. I mean, I don't know exactly which one. I always thought sociology was cool, but like, I mean, like I can barely remember like what working op like what you can work as with that and like what the major looks like or like the classes are like. I had looked into it a little bit more, but like now I don't remember anything of that. But I do think it sounds cool, so like probably like a humanity like that. So yeah, maybe in another life. Camilo asks what my favorite part about living in Bordeaux is. So I'm going to take this question very literally, and my answer is literally the buildings. When like I forget why I'm here, or like, yeah, like when I forget why I'm here, or yeah, like I question why I came here, literally going into the center of town and looking at all the pretty buildings reminds me. Bordeaux is a city that was like claimed or like titled, I don't know, historical patrimonio by the UNESCO, and with good reason. Like in the center of town, like all the buildings are like so typical European, like with the old architecture, and I just think it's so pretty and it's so magical and it's so different to what there is in Medellin. And just like walking those streets, and literally like sometimes you're walking in a hurry or you're watching your step, but literally when I just like I even like to this day that I've been living here for months, I like have moments of realization where it's like, wow, I'm so lucky to be living in such a pretty city and just like be surrounded by all of these beautiful buildings. Like, I know it's so random, and technically I live in Talence, which is like in kind of like the outskirts, more in the south, because that's where like a lot of the schools are. And like, this is like, I don't even know if it counts as a city, but it is like a normal town. It doesn't look at all like the pictures that pop up when you Google search Bordeaux. It's like normal buildings, like normal streets, you know, like cars circulating and everything. Whereas when you go to like the center, like the old part of Bordeaux, like it's completely different. Like, it's a whole new atmosphere. Well, like old, you know. And yeah, I just think it's so pretty. A part of me wants to like move into the center to like just experience it more, but at the same time I'm very good where I am because I'm so close to my school, and you know, I've already set everything up. So yeah, I just would say that the answer to this question is the buildings and like the architecture. I know it's kind of superficial, and obviously there are so many more unique things that make my experience here happy, you know, like the people I've met and everything. But I don't know, when you ask me like what my favorite thing about Bordeaux, like the city itself, is, like, you know, like I could say the people, but the people could be anywhere in the world, and you know, so it's like something that's like very like the essence of the city, I would say, is the architecture. And yeah, you know, it's what always like wows me about being here, just like, I don't know, being like in the midst of all of that. Well, that's about it for this episode. I would like to clarify that I am not a specialist. Everything I share is based off of my experience and what I've learned. Don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram at DST Podcast. I'm very active on there. It's a visually aesthetic platform built with interactive spaces for us. Please tag me on your stories and send me pics listening with your tea. Also, please rate, review, follow, and subscribe. Whatever your platform lets you do, it would help me out a lot. Because reviews are the only way I can start growing, getting recommended to new people, and being included in rankings. Plus, I read reviews on here, so if you want to be featured, go on right ahead. Please spread this episode with any friends or family you think will like it. I would love it for you to share your thoughts on this podcast. You can send me a voice message directly through Anchor or through my email, dstpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach out for business inquiries and set up sponsorships through there as well. Make sure to check out the show notes. There's a bunch of fun stuff listed down there, alongside with links to everything I mentioned here today. Remember, you can join me every Thursday for a new episode, including the last one of every month with the guest, and an additional bonus monthly Q&A. Thank you for your time and for joining me in my little corner of the internet. I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. Have a beautiful week and a wonderful existence.